Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chiefs, Houston, there's one thing on my mind with this game. Does Patrick Mahomes play? That's it. Why would you play him if you are going to play him, and if he sits and they struggle with Carson Wentz at quarterback? Do you bring Patrick back next week, even if he's not 100%? To me, that is what Andy Reid's trying to figure out, and maybe he's already done that.
He probably has. You know, I mean, but I wouldn't play him. And here's why, Carl. Like, I've watched their defense now. They've got Charles Omenihu back. He used to play for the Houston Texans. He's back. He had a sack fumble last week. When you put a pass rush line on third downs, getting after C.J. Stroud, of Omenihu, Karlaftis, Dana, and Stone Cold Jones. Like, they can ruin. Like, Houston has struggled all year in protecting C.J. Stroud. Nobody commits more penalties than the Houston Texans. One of the reasons why C.J. Stroud's numbers aren't what they were a year ago is they have gone backwards up front. They're constantly – like, I feel like the defense can win this game for the Chiefs. And I feel like Carson Wentz is still a good enough athlete and still just the alpha male that he is. I think they can still go ahead and win this game without Patrick Mahomes. The playoffs, you can't afford to tweak that ankle. Like, that's a good – like, there's Danielle Hunter and Danico Autry and Will Anderson. Yeah. And the Chiefs have been terrible at tackle. And so I just wouldn't put him out there on the road. I know that the Texans have clinched and – I don't know if that they back off. Who knows? But, like, those guys want to go get their numbers. All those guys do. And they have a chance against this offensive tackle group. Like, I don't know. Just get Mahomes. It's about a three-peat for them.
Yep.
Whether they have to go to Buffalo and, you know, playoffs, if they lose a game, that's possible. But I don't know. Like, I know Mahomes wants to play. You know how he's wired. But I think, like, get him healthy.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't take the chance. That is a Saturday game, by the way, guys. We get two games on Saturday, Steelers-Ravens, followed by Texans-Chiefs. By the way, Baldy, where are you at this weekend?
I'm in Washington.
Okay.
Only in Washington.
Oh, so you get
I might go to that game on Saturday in Baltimore.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a really, really good game. Lamar trying to get some get back. 34 touchdowns, 3 picks for Lamar. And let's get into this game. Because the last time they met, and every time it seems like, it's a dogfight, right? We know this. But Tomlin has Lamar's number. And yep. I can't explain it. I don't know how it happens. The only difference here, obviously, is this is going to be in Baltimore. But I feel like the Ravens, if they're going to, you know, get even here, this is their opportunity. And I feel like they're going to be ready. I was talking to some folks on that staff, and they were like, look, when we lost to these guys a couple of weeks ago, we were like, we get them in a few weeks. We got to get back. And so I know they're looking forward to this. Tell me what you think, because you talked about the Steelers playing a lot of man. They got burned last week. Do they stay with that concept going up against the Ravens and how Lamar's been throwing the football this season?
I wouldn't. I wouldn't play as much man. I'd be in my zones. I'd keep my eyes on Lamar. A lot of his plays come when he extends the play. He's out of the pocket. Now, they turn it over 3 times against the Steelers. That plays right into the Steelers' hands. They lead the league in takeaways. When they get those, they win. The offense is very limited for Pittsburgh. It's very limited. They need defensive plays, splash plays, field position. I don't know if T.J. Watt is going or not going. They're pretty deep at that position. But T.J. has been Freddy Krueger against the Ravens in the past. he just knows how to stir things up against them. Just because they've had Lamar's numbers in the past, Lamar knows how important this game is. He looked awfully ticked off last week early in the game.
Yeah.
And when Lamar gets ticked off, like, it fuels him. Like, you see the competitive juices. I'm in Fort Lauderdale. You know, he's right from Pompano, like right down the street here. Like, that Pompano thing comes out of him, man. Like, it's this Florida fight that's inside that guy. And he hears all the noise, you know, about the Steelers got his number, all this. Like, this is a chance, you know, I think for Baltimore to get right, to maybe win the division. This is going to be a tough game. I don't believe in Pittsburgh's offense, especially without Pickens. Like, they just don't have the explosive element you need if they're not getting the ball and taking it away. So I feel like this is the Steelers, the Ravens game this week.
Who's your coach of the year, Baldy, right now? I know we got 3 weeks left. Who's your coach of the year? If you had to pick one,
I think there's. I mean, if I said in no particular order here, sure. But Sean Payton, Kevin O'Connell,
okay.
What he's doing, Dan Quinn. I mean, Dan Quinn, what he's done, and a turnaround of a moribund franchise.
Sure.
And I won't take anything away from Dan Campbell. Like, he's doing it. Honestly, you got to go study your roster really hard to find out who's playing defense for that team right now. You lose your star player, Aiden Hutchinson, early, and then now you lose your running back. Like, and they're still have a shiny record. Like, all those, even Harbaugh with the Chargers, you know, if they win tonight, I mean, all those guys, you got to play this thing all the way out. Like, all the voting. And to see, like, if the Chargers beat Denver and they get a playoff game, I mean, it's hard not to say what he's doing with the Chargers right now as well.
Yeah, there are a variety of candidates as we get ready for another big week in the NFL. Steelers-Ravens, you see at 6.5. I'm with you. I like the Ravens in this game. Listen, it's always hard with these kinds of matchups to say one team's going to cover 7, right? But I do like the Ravens to win. And the Steelers, you saw it last week, how limited they were without Pickens. There's nobody else that scares you on the outside. Faiermuth is great. He's a tremendous tight end. I love this kid. But
yeah.
That's all in the middle of the field. That's not stretching the field. And I agree with you. I thought Russell really struggled without having him and at least attempting to throw the ball down deep. Ravens know that. And I think it's going to be a tough go for the Steelers this weekend.
I think if the Steelers fall behind,
yeah. Like,
this is not a come from behind offense right now.
No.
Like, there's not, I mean, it's a check down offense. You play with the lead, you possess the ball, you just take what the defense gives you and you play that style. And just don't turn it over or screw it up. I that doesn't look like a winning formula against the Ravens this weekend.
One last thing before we go, and it's not really a game that we talked about, but I'm curious, do you think the Dolphins can win out? What I've seen, and this is a team, again, everybody had high expectations, obviously Tua with the concussion earlier in the year, and then, you know, they went through their struggles. But I don't know, Baldy, what's missing there with the Dolphins? I watched them the last 2 weeks, and I'm just like, there's something missing.
Yeah, well, I mean, the ball is not getting to Tyreek. Like, you know, you saw last week, like, you know, Derek Stingley Jr., I mean, if you want to rank the top corners in the league, he's in the top three. Like, he takes two away, and there's a ball last week where him and Tyreek go up for the ball. I mean, Tyreek always played much bigger than his size.
Yeah.
He was a beast with the ball in the air. And I saw Stingley just take it away from him. And, like, we never talk about Tyreek Hill anymore. Last year, he was the story of the game. He was one of the top five stories in the whole league. Could he break Calvin Johnson's record? Like, he's not that guy right now. And, you know, the running game is non-existent. They've got three backup offense linemen playing. And you're, like, asking Tua to be the run game, the big play guy. And, you know, like, he really struggled last week. Like, defensively, they're very good. They're very good against the run. They've got they're a very good defense. I don't know offensively right now if they can win out, regardless of who they play. I know they got the – you know, they got the Jets. But I just don't think – like, they're a team that could get to 9-8 right now.